Good morning, people, and welcome to November. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for November 1st and the days ahead. Well, folks, how was your Halloween? The veil between the worlds is said to be the thinnest now, with the Day of the Dead celebrations far and wide. In Christendom, it's All Saints Day, and tomorrow it's All Souls Day. Nicely democratic for the rest of us. Anyway, the day begins with the moon in Aquarius, the fixed air sign. The moon Aquarius vibe is cool, intellectual, innovative. It's passing the north node of the moon and can have an obsessive quality to a desire of yours. What is it? Perhaps a desire to get something done or to move forward towards making a dream come true. Aquarius is a revolutionary of the zodiac. Something's going to happen. Now, the moon is said to express our emotions on a personal and collective level. And this week, the moon is waxing. That means it's growing in illumination and strength and brightness as it transits Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. The lunar energy will peak with a brilliant full moon on Wednesday, November 5th at 8:19 a.m. For some reason, they call this the Beaver full moon. Well, this is one of the most powerful full moons of the year, when tides and emotions are at their highest peak. In the old days, this is when they would launch boats, because the tides came up so high, it was an easier task. Now, this Wednesday full moon is on the cardinal axis with the sun in Libra and the moon in Aries. And the planets that rule the moon and the sign Aries are far stronger than baseline. So what that means is that the Mars energy really dominates the scene. Now, on any given day, some planets have more strength than others. That's right. Not all planets have the equal amount of strength. They're strong by sign and by position in the sky. Now, right now, the moon is waxing to peak illumination. That means it's really strong. And Mars has just moved into Scorpio, one of its two home signs, making it able to express its aggressive, assertive warrior nature more than usual. It's been in Libra, as you know, for the last couple of months, and it's kind of weak there. Now, when the Sun and Venus are looked at by comparison, they have less strength. When the Sun is not so strong, that's because it's in Libra, it can feel like a loss of something, a loss of energy, mojo, purpose, or direction. Libra is a Venus-ruled sign, so when the Sun's in Libra, it tends to defer to other people as opposed to being its dominant self. Now, with Venus, that's in Virgo. Virgo is the mutable Earth sign, and it's considered debilitated here because Venus's loving nature is channeled through criticisms. It's a nitpicker. It might even be a nag. So your partner or you may be having a little time arguing over anything. But this too shall pass. All that means that Mars takes center stage with a dominant presence in the zodiac. So be on the lookout for the usual expressions of Mars. The antidote is always self-restraint, or remember to duck. Hit the brakes or count to 10 before doing something you regret, and don't run a red light. Now, the Chinese have a saying that 1 second of anger can ruin a lifetime, so pay attention. Now, elsewhere in the sky, Jupiter, the good luck planet of grace and fortune, has just entered its sign of exaltation, the cardinal water sign of Cancer. Jupiter is just getting traction in that sign as it's at 0 degrees, but it will pick up strength soon. In the meantime, it's forming a grand trine, a most harmonious aspect of influence with Saturn in the mutable water sign of Pisces and Mars in Scorpio. That's good news for all peace-loving people because Saturn and Mars can cause a ruckus. Jupiter can mitigate that and the more uncivil expressions of those two planets. Now, in summary, for this week, expect a powerful full moon on Wednesday. Tides are at a seasonal high. Emotions, too. You'll see it especially in furry creatures and kids or among lunatics who will be more lunatic-y. Now, Mars is at its home sign of Scorpio, where it can stir up a lot of trouble. So, well, it might dive deep and penetrate the steamy gullies of the soul. Mars can also bring something that was once hidden to the surface. That's one of the best things about Mars while it's in Scorpio. So there, Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. Hope you had a pleasant Halloween, and don't forget to honor the Day of the Dead. We're all future corpses. In the meantime, remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's a wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. In other words, count to 10 before you do anything stupid. That's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.